Good morning. 6:24 a.m. on Monday, June 13th, 2016. It's gorgeous. That's what it is. It's absolutely gorgeous this morning. It's 58, 60 degrees. It's probably going to be 64 by the time I get back to the house. It's going to be another hot day up into the 90s. Yesterday it was only 85. Yesterday was also not my best writing day ever, although I did make 4,000 words by the time my medications kicked in and forced me to lay it down. So, blue day for writing, green day for walking, and we're off to another good start here on a Monday morning. I sound like a morning drive time DJ or something this morning. It's a little crazy. So yesterday was sort of a day of rest. In spite of that, I did 4,000 words. I played too many hours. I read too much. I was reading S.J. McDonald's Fourth Fleet Irregulars, and it was good. It was a bit of a cliff, not exactly. Von Strada completed his mission, but left a lot of threads hanging open. So I'm looking forward to the next book. I like the way the plots interwove in this one. There's always a plot involving the internal workings of the ship as well as a mission plot. And McDonald did a really good job with this one, I think. That's pretty cool. And I found myself not going back to writing when I should have because I was busy reading. So I haven't opened a new book yet. I don't have anything in my reader. I probably have some samples that I haven't looked at yet, but today's starting count is 46,000. Goal for the end of the day is 51. There's going to be a certain amount of pressure for me to stop at 50. Just because it's an even 5. I'm going to try to avoid that. I'm going to try to push past that. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. I wore too much shirt this morning. I'm wearing a fleece sweatshirt. It's chilly. You know, the temperature is 58. In the shade, it's pretty chilly, but I also apparently worked hard the first mile. It's unpleasantly soggy. Of course, it might have something to do with the humidities through the roof. It rained. I think it must have rained all night, or very nearly. There's no water in the gutters this morning. But there was, the grass is soaking wet. Everything is just soaked. The tall grass that I walked through this morning to get to the post where I take the picture was totally soaked. My pants got wet. It was so wet. And they were all pushed over from the wind and the rain. I'm sure they'll be back. Standing proud by the time the day is over, but my goodness, we had a bit of a blow last night. Thunders and lightnings and gully washers down the street. But the result is a lovely clean morning here. It's the air is cool to my skin, and yet it's not, I'm not cold, I'm not chilly. There's a major cloud bank, I think it showed up in the morning picture this morning, moving off to the southeast. And it's leaving behind a wide band of mackerel sky. It's just, I mean, we don't often get skyscapes here, as I've mentioned. This is pretty nice. It's not great, but it's still pretty nice. My stomach is rumbling. It's trying to tell me I need to feed. I want somebody to fix my breakfast. That's interesting. Some sort of yellow powder in the gutter there. So yeah, I didn't, I got on and did the minimum on EVE Online before I got underway. I've been up since about 5:30, 5:15. I still have a bunch of stuff that I probably should do, and the question is whether or not I actually will do it. I don't know, maybe. Depends on how I feel when I get home. My affinity in of evolved world and modern Minecraft is coming together slowly. I've decided that I'm going to take my time and work things through a little bit. I've created my reactor, and I'm in the process of assembling the materials I need to make the turbine. It takes a lot of materials. It takes a lot of materials. But ultimately, it'll probably be worth it. I've always found it worthwhile to do. It's the Big Reactors mod where you create a reactor. Use the waste materials from the reactor to create the turbine parts, and then convert the reactor and use the steam from the reactor to power your turbine. And it's an order of magnitude step up in terms of power generation. It's a monstrous step up. And yeah, I tend to play the more technical rather than the more magical mod packs. Affinity and Infinity Evolved is a good mix. It has a lot of the tech mods and a lot of the magic mods, so I use just enough magic to take the load off the other mods, the other activities. And the reason I'm trying to get the turbine going is because I can then use that to power a mining device that will get me out of the mines. I can make a quarry. I probably should make a quarry. I don't like the quarries because they leave a mess. They leave a big hole. But at this point, I'm so overpowered in terms of offense and defense that I'm not going to say there's no chance I'm going to be killed by the game, by the mobs in the game. There's still a possibility that I could suffocate myself in a wall or something. But the rest of it is just, at this point, I'm just at the point where, okay, what should we build today? What should we try to do today? There are mods I haven't tried yet. There's Witchery. I have no idea what the Witchery mod is, what it does, why I might want to use it. There's the Ender IO mod, which I keep seeing, but I'm not too overly driven to give it a shot. Morning. So I'm not so drawn to the game that I'm going to be sucked into it and stay there for days at a time, as I am prone to get. But it's still interesting. It's still a little break from my mind. It's quite often I find that when I'm not thinking about the story, it develops in my hindbrain, so that when I do sit down, the story is there to come off my fingertips. So I'm not... Because the same thing happens with EVE Online, particularly when I'm flying with Natalia and Zoya. So it's really, no, I think it's not really a function of the game itself as much as it is a function of getting my forebrain engaged in something unrelated or only tangentially related, and then letting it work for a little while before I try to force the words out. Yeah, interesting chat with J. Daniel Sawyer yesterday about his Antithesis Project progression. He, for some reason, didn't realize that what he was writing was a family saga and not a thriller. He kept trying to make it a thriller, and it never came out quite right. He kept trying to sell it as a thriller, but people kept saying, it's not really a thriller. It's not. It's not really a thriller. It's a family saga. I don't know that I... necessarily agree with that kind of pigeonholing, but for Dan, it has not worked out very well for him. For Dan, he really needs to nail down the nuts and the bolts of who he's supposed to talk to, and who are the people who are reading his books, and why are they reading them, and what are the tropes he should be stroking, and how does this all work together to generate an audience? And the bottom line is, it hasn't really generated much of an audience. His stuff is awesome. The Resurrection Junket is amazing. It's stupidly difficult to read because the subject matter is so it's so unpleasant. It's so I don't even know what the word is. It's not horrible. So it's not like horrific. It's not. He's not writing horror. He's writing science fiction. He's writing science fiction about the potentials of immortality and how that becomes used, how they use the mechanic of immortality by resurrecting people. Resurrecting people who volunteer to be resurrected, but the truth is, in order to be resurrected, you need to die. And so these are people who are volunteering to die in order to be resurrected. I hope I'm not spoiling it. It's a really, really interesting read. It's a really thick and juicy science fiction idea book. I think it's actually a novella. Awesome book. But yeah, listening to him talk about, oh yes, well, it's a family saga, so all this stuff that I'm doing about thrillers is not really there. A lot of science fiction is family saga. Almost all of the family sagas are science fiction, which I find a little confusing. A little bit, really? So all the romance family sagas where the brothers all get married or the sisters all get married, it's, I suppose on a percentage basis, those titles, those collections of titles are smaller as a percentile than all of the other kinds of romance. The billionaire, the bear, rich girl, poor girl. I suppose I should be rich girl, poor guy, rich guy, poor girl. Which is really just a variation on the billionaire. All the more, yes. As I came around the corner, I thought I smelled it. The mower is out running this morning. Fresh grass. Fresh cut grass. You might be able to hear it mumbling along in the background. Monday morning, work day. Time to get back in the trenches. I don't really feel like I had a weekend because I was pushing so hard to get this moving. Perhaps I'll have enough of it that I'll be able to, or feel comfortable taking a break next weekend. I may be forced to take a break in the middle of the week. I don't know. We'll see. I shouldn't get too hung up on shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I probably need to step back and let the week develop before I start being disappointed by where it goes. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.